You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. We're looking ahead to Tuesday's action on this edition. Myself and Ollie Pimlott about to run through a couple of races at Doncaster on Tuesday. I'll be in the studio with John Babb and John O'Connell. Hope you can join us for all of the meetings, Doncaster and Taunton. In the National Hunt Sphere, and we've got action on the fibre sand at Southall as well. We'll take care of the Monday jury first of all, though, as there was only one meeting on Monday. We've got two pundits for the price of one, both John O'Connell and Ollie Pimlott answering the questions posed by the Racing Post in the Monday jury, and that pairing caught up with Mark Walton a little bit earlier on.
This is William Hill Racing Radio.
As we said, we're going to have a look at the Monday jury in the Racing Post. We're going to get the thoughts of John O'Connell and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. And let's get straight stuck into it. Has Nicky Henderson got the Triumph hurdle sewn up this year? He's got a pretty strong hand already by the looks of things. What do you make of it, John? Is it Nicky Henderson's race this time around?
There's a chance that a few more could come out to play. And Alan King normally has, he's already had a couple come out so far, and he might have a few more. But certainly, on what we've seen so far, I like the look of, actually, we have a dream, the Chepstow win on Saturday. I thought the first two home looked okay in that race, and I know a few of the jockeys said after the first race that Chepstow wasn't as bad, wasn't as grueling as they thought it might be, but they actually finished, came over from the last two flights pretty well in that finale novice hurdle, and I think we have a dream could be the one. So I think on balance, Nicky Henson's probably got it, if not sewn up, but he's as likely to win it as he isn't.
He's got the front two in the market there. Apple Shakira, who obviously looks quite an exciting prospect, and we have a dream 3-1 and 7-1 respectively. Do you think he's gonna win it this time around?
He should do. I mean, of those, I would go with Apple Shakira because he's got all that Cheltenham experience as well. What she's beaten is questionable, but it's gonna get the allowances. French Bread's got a great record in the race. Ground dependent though, isn't it? Mm. Because a lot in the last few years, Gold Cup days, it's turned out pretty soft, the ground. But if we have a dry week, then it's going to bring in, you know, your flatbred horses. So it's really suited. Look at French Breads the last few years. They've dominated the Triumph Hurdle. But, you know, likes of our Connor, Ivanovich Gorbatov a few years ago, Tiger Roll.
Yep.
If it does turn out to be quick ground, it would bring the flatbred horses in. I actually think Espoir d'Alan is overpriced at 8-1. What has he done wrong? He's unbeaten over here. Obviously, Gavin Cromwell trains it. Gordon Elliott's Farrier, and of course won the Welsh National at the weekend. You know, arguably he's not beaten a great deal, but he hasn't done anything wrong. He was a very easy winner of the juvenile hurdle at Leopardstown at Christmas time. I think if Nicky Henderson trained Espoir d'Alan, he'd be half the price that he is. So if I was looking for a bit of value in the race, I would go with Espoir d'Alan, around about 8-1.
Yeah, 8-1.
And he's not ground dependent either, because he was a former flat horse. He'll go on at any ground.
Okay. Second question, is Dipper Scorer Yanworth your idea of a Cheltenham Festival winner? We'll go to you first all this time.
I don't think he jumps well enough, does he? He has got slightly better.
He did jump better in the Dipper, didn't
he? Yeah, he's got slightly better along the way, but I'm yet to be convinced with him. He's a very good horse. He's got a huge engine, but you've got to jump round Cheltenham. I couldn't back him with any sort of confidence.
John?
I'm the same. Yeah, I've been disappointed by the horse. And he was better last week, but he just leaves me a little bit cold, actually.
I would run him in the Stayers Hurdle. I mean, bar, yeah. It's a wide-open race this year because, you know what I mean, Harry's been disappointed. Obviously, we might have seen a new superstar with a Jed O'Keefe horse in Sam Spinner. But if he went for the three-mile hurdle division, he'd be about favourite,
yeah.
Yanworth. You know what I mean, Harry not seemed to be the horse of last season. I wouldn't be surprised if McManus thought about that. I mean, why do you want to win the JLT when he can win the Stayers, a championship race?
I'm surprised that Finian's Oscar hasn't been put up by Tizard for the Stayers hurdle yet. It might be only one more defeat away over fences from being put that route, but yeah, for a horse actually won a couple of chases and did win last week at Cheltenham, but the Yanworth thing I just haven't really taken to yet.
Yeah. You need a horse who can jump at the festival. You can't have a horse who takes half the fences with him in a Cheltenham festival race.
Yeah, he's never really looked as if he's bent his back and been not natural. Yeah, but he's not really one for me.
Breaking news here on William Hill. We'll come back to the Monday Jury in a moment. Breaking news, Thistlecrack out for the season with a stress fracture.
No surprise.
So big news there. Thistlecrack out for the season. You've got to ask the question.
Well, he's not the same horse this year, has he? I mean, the Tizards have been banging on about, oh, he was unfit. Absolute codswallop. You don't bring a horse like that as unfit to the race at Newbury and then at the King George. I mean, look at the King George result as a whole. If he was halfway back to the basket, he'd have finished second.
He actually ran better in the King George than I thought he was going to run. That's given the fact that I was so disappointed by his effort over hurdles at Newbury 6 weeks ago. And I thought he ran okay in the King George, but I'm afraid it was clear that he wasn't really coming back. Yeah. But unfortunate, the news we just heard there moments ago.
Yeah. What do you say the injury was, Mark?
A stress fracture. I don't know which part, but
right.
The news...
It was a tendon injury, wasn't it, that ruled him out,
I think
last
it was,
year.
Yeah.
I think it was more his heart that was broken after many clouds.
The many clouds race, yeah.
He's not been the same all since. And when you do a stress fracture with a tendon, which I presume it's that again, the horse, it's going to be hurting. They never really let themselves back down on it.
Yeah, and he's a 10-year-old now as well, isn't he? Sad news, but I don't think he'd have come back and won anything at the festival or any other festivals myself.
No, he's not the same horse.
It's still sad all the same, but yeah. Hard luck on the connections there.
Yeah, we've took him out of the Gold Cup market. Might bite 7-2 favourite. He's not budged. Sizing John, 7-1. Coney Island. Again, Coney Island. I can't believe all the razzmatazz over Coney Island's win at Ascot. He beat a horse who went off far too quick.
That was the most bizarre race. I didn't see that live, but when I saw the move for the Gold Cup,
he halved in price. When you watched
it, I expected the
way he halved in price,
brilliant.
You just thought he'd seen like the next coming.
It was clearly the runner-up had gone off much too fast, and Coney Island must have been trading at a big price in running a halfway because he had made a couple of mistakes, but quite simply the runner-up, the Nichols horse, had gone off much too fast. And on the evidence of that horse, I'm not saying he cannot win the Gold Cup, but you'd have to wait and see the horse run again. Yeah. It was a promising novice last season, but I don't think the Ascot race proved anything.
We were talking about, not been a great amount of good jump horses in a minute, and the Gold Cup market tells you it all. I think Mike Bite's a good thing, to be honest. People keep knocking him, but he's 7-2. Size and John's question marks, having run so poorly last time. Coney Island, I'm not buying into that. Our Duke disappointed last time. Road to Respect was a surprise winner last time. Native River... I was looking at a stat. Horses who've won a Gold Cup but have not run prior to January, there's a handful. Right. An absolute handful. Fair and right. He's not going to run till February time.
And you feel that was his chance last year, wasn't it, when he was such a progressive type?
Bristol Demai, he needs a flat galloping track on soft ground. He's 22-1. Whisper the Hennessy winner's 22-1. Disco Minella Rocco 25-1. I mean, it's an awful Gold Cup.
I mean, maybe something on the day will look okay at 25-1, but at the moment, it's hard seeing it.
Mm. So that's the breaking news here on William Hill Racing Radio. Thistlecrack out for the season with a small stress fracture. I do hope we see him again, but I'm not entirely sure we will, unfortunately. How do you rate the Somerville Boys Tolworth Hurdle win? That's the third question of the Monday Jury, to get back to that.
Not particularly strongly. I thought it looked a really ordinary race going into it. The favourite Western Rider, I must admit, I'm probably wrong on this, but I thought they had the wrong favourite in the first place. I thought Koshelnikov, that got beat anyway, was the more obvious one at the head of the market I'd have liked. Western Rider, it's not a horse I'm particularly keen on. I just think the form is fairly ordinary, and I don't expect it to hold that much clout as the season progresses.
All?
Yeah. I mean, how you look at the Tolworth and the Challow, they're the two weakest raced Grade 1 races of the year, aren't they? And I think this is no different, if I'm honest. You know, well done to them. You can't take anything away from Somerville boy, but I'd be very surprised if he won a race at the festival. I think he'd be better off going for the Ballymore. He looked like he just stays all day to me. But Kalashnikov was on and off the bridle. Western Rider bombed out. I just don't think it was a very good race.
Yeah, you're right, Ollie. Those two races on consecutive Saturdays are fairly ordinary. Each year they only get five runners or something like that. And you think more trains will think, it's not a strong race, I can have a pop at this one. But they don't seem to do it. But every year they're fairly sort of weak in total of runners. And I just don't think this race this year looked particularly good.
On to the fourth question. Give us a stayer who missed the mark in the Welsh Grand National who could come good.
I'd probably go with Vintage Clouds. I know a few other people have gone with it, but I thought he looked nailed on Scottish National Horse. Bit better ground. He got hampered in the back straight and made a bad mistake. And then he ran on quite eye-catchingly. He's only got a mark of about 140, so he'd struggle to get in the... Well, he might just sneak into the Grand National, but he looked like a Scottish National Horse to me.
Yeah.
I'd go with that one as well, yeah. When I watched it on Saturday, it was a big move for it. I think it went a favour, didn't it? And I expected it also to fall at the back of the television when it... made a bit of a mistake and was hampered about a mile from home, but it was very game after that. They could still run it in those graduation chases, but it still hasn't won many races at all, but there's definitely something in that horse somewhere down the line.
Yeah, it could be another Trevor Hemmings horse to go to the Scottish National. Vicente has won it a couple of times for him recently, hasn't he? So, similar kind of horse. Should a veterans chase be introduced to the Cheltenham Festival?
Not for me. I like it as it is. I like the concept of the veterans chases. I think it's been one thing that has really worked well over the last 5 years or so. And I like the Sandown thing on Saturday. You get 17 runners or whatever it is. Good idea. But I like the... I don't want to dilute things. And there's a chance maybe for the Cheltenham Festival. There's too many options for them. But I think at the moment the balance is just right. Although, having said that, when I saw other people put up the possibility of a mares-only chase at the Cheltenham Festival, then I would take a veterans chase ahead of that. Yeah. But ideally, I would not want either of them.
Yeah. It would dilute the cross-country as well, wouldn't it? Because some of the older horses that can no longer cut in handicaps against the younger legs.
Horse like more of that would probably run in the race rather than the cross-country, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I also think that the cross-country chase dilutes itself. It's just not a race for me at all.
A lot of people knock the cross-country chase. I like it.
I don't mind it, because the favourite wins every year. Back end of bulges.
what was the Philip Hobbs one? Summit King used to win.
Oh, Balthazar King.
Balthazar King. Yep.
Yes, I love that horse. He used to be my Cheltenham banker. He's going to go win.
I mean, we've already got eight races. The last day is the only race you could have it on, because I think the first 3 days are eight races, and the last day's seven. But is there a need for one?
Is it eight races on?
No, it's 7 days, isn't it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Sorry, the seven a day, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to add an eight somewhere. But of course, when the... when the first day was abandoned with all that wind, they fitted it in.
Mm.
Yeah.
But then, if you have this veterans chase at the festival, you're going to dilute the other veterans chases to get there.
Yeah.
Unless you have to run in so many veterans chases to qualify and make it a bit like the Potemps. But again, you're going to have some of them playing it like they're doing the Potemps and have a little scoot round the back.
Yeah. I like it as it is. And I think the Sandown concept of the final at Sandown has worked very, very well. But, just won a year for the finals for those.
Final question, give us one to back to lift the January blues.
I'll have to just look at my tracker, John Boy, while we're here.
I agree. Uccello Conti, one of the answers in the Racing Post. If he runs in the Thirsties at Goran Park, I'd like him. He's a horse I backed in the Grand National a couple of years ago. I think he's...
I know a couple of people fancied him for the Beatrice Chase about 6 weeks ago, but he didn't turn up. He was pulled out on the Monday, so I don't know if there was a problem or is a problem with the horse. Mm. But certainly Thysis looks the right sort of idea for him, but I just wonder if there's a problem with the horse. I've no idea why the horse didn't run that day at Aintree last month, because that should have been the obvious target. He was entered
originally. Yeah, I wonder if it was the ground, because it was quite heavy, wasn't it, for the Beatrice?
Well, he was actually pulled out on the... He didn't declare on the Monday, he didn't accept on the Monday,
right.
5 days beforehand. So I don't know if there was a problem at that time.
Right, okay. But he's a horse that jumps very well, he stays very well. And I'd like to see him back, actually, because we haven't seen him this season. Ol, anything on the mind?
I haven't really got anything absolutely stand out at the minute, because I mainly punt on the flat, so it's a fairly quiet time for me.
All right. We'll let you swerve that last one then. Yeah. That is the Monday jury. For another week then, thank you very much to the Racing Post for the questions that we've used there. But yeah, that's the Monday jury for another week.
William Hill's non-runner insurance returns for the Cheltenham Festival 2018. If your Anti-Post fancy misses the festival, then you'll get your money back in cash. Any runner, any race, and to any stake, you're covered with non-runner insurance here at William Hill, and we'll get your money back if your horse doesn't run at the festival. Terms and conditions apply. Available only on bets placed after 8 a.m. on January the 6th.
That's the Monday jury taken care of. Then we're going to move on to some of Tuesday's racing now. We've got two races picked out on a bumper 8-race card at Doncaster, including the rearranged Mare's Chase, which is the 2 o'clock. It'll be the first race for myself and Ollie to take a look at. 2.5 miles in front of these six mares. Since it's been rearranged, two more have been added to the field, Ollie. So we've got a field of six, which adds a little bit extra to the race, of course.
First of all, Sammy, a very happy new year to you.
Happy new year to you.
A happy new year to all our beloved listeners.
Thank you very much, Ali.
It's not a problem.
Very kind of you.
Yeah, it's not a bad little race, this. The Silver Vase Mare's Chase. It's a listed event. I say it's not a bad race. I think it's a one-horse race.
Mm.
And that one horse is Casablanca Mix. Should be around about the even money mark, I would anticipate. Bought this horse from France by Scirocco. So, flatbred horse, but we know Scirocco's had some good horses over jumps. And since it switched to the yard of Nicky Henderson, it's took that form to a completely different level. Nico de Boinville takes the ride here, scored readily at Huntingdon in November, then was going to win at Exeter since, falling at the last. It's going to be very, very difficult to beat. I mean, if you look on official ratings here, Sammy, they're all running off levels. Casablanca Mix is a mark of 138. Rennie's Gill is 141, but the rest are in the mid to low 120. So, you know, if you were a handicapping man, a weights and measures man, then you'd probably go for Rennie's Gill here. But I've not been entirely convinced by this mare. She wasn't a bad hurdler. She's another one who's improved for going over fences. Won at Worcester over this trip in October. But in this grade at Bangor last time, she was just exposed, you know, to be as good as she is probably for marker 141. Whereas Casablanca Mix, is with that switch from France to Nicky Henderson's yard, has improved markedly. And I still think there could be more to come. She's won at Huntingdon. Donny's a similar sort of track in that it's flat, galloping, decent ground. There is an inspection, which we do think that Doncaster will pass tomorrow.
Yeah.
So everything ticks in the right box for Casablanca Mix. If I was going to take a forecast here, I would maybe try and get Rennie's Gill out the two.
Yep.
And I would take a chance with Same Circus here for Donald McCain and Brian Hughes. I wouldn't be surprised from what I've been hearing to see Brian Hughes take a lot more rides for Donald McCain in the upcoming weeks and months.
Yeah, I noticed that him and Will Kennedy were sharing the workload last week.
I think he doesn't have a stable jockey, Donald McCain. He's used the best available, and the best available in the North is Brian Hughes. So don't be surprised to see Brian Hughes ride a good deal more for Donald McCain. Not that Will Kennedy's done anything wrong. He's put up his 100th winner for Donald McCain a couple of days ago. This won over hurdles twice. Certainly matched, if not bettered, its form over fences since. Were a bit laboured at Weatherby last time, and I think it just got stuck into that gluey ground. Returning to a little bit better ground here at Doncaster today for a trainer who can't stop having winners, that of Donald McCain. In the last 14 days, Sammy, if you just bring me those stats up, he's had 28 runners, 7 wins, 6 seconds and 6 thirds. Win percentage of 25%, and yet he's had 6 seconds and 6 thirds as well to add to that. So the yard is absolutely red hot, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it completely turn around that form at Bangor. And show a good deal more here today.
Yeah, Brian Hughes has been on board for a good few of those winners as well, certainly in recent times. That could be the forecast link, but it looks as though Casablanca Mix has got this race to lose, the feature race at Doncaster on Tuesday. We'll take in another one from the South Yorkshire venue now. We'll go to the 3.10. This is a novice's limited handicap chase, just shy of 3 miles on this occasion. And six of them to sort out here. Ollie, what do you make of this sextet?
I thought this was tricky. Tricky, to say the least. Nightline was interesting. Comes from the Charlie Alonson team. Johnny Burke takes the ride. One over hurdles, placing handicaps at Wetherby and Bangor. That was up to 3 mile. They drop it, well, it's basically 3 mile here today. Likely to improve. Well, it did improve markedly from first to second start. That was over course and distance last month. But I would say the Lonsdon Yard, they're not out of form and not firing on all cylinders as they were earlier in the season. So I'd much rather go with General Marler, who's likely to be a similar sort of price for Brian Ellison and the aforementioned Brian Hughes. Ran a couple of handicap hurdles to start the season, ran okay without pulling up trees. I get the feeling, Sammy, market raising was the day last time. Handicap debut over fences, and they nearly got the money with it. He was beaten by Kimberlite Candy, a horse of Tom Lacey's, owned by JP McManus. And again, I get the feeling that that was the day for Kimberlite Candy. Beating a neck on that occasion. General Marler had the first time tongue tie on. Then he retains that tongue tie on here. So tongue tie off a mark of 113 over fences. The dollar was down. They've just got chinned by a well-handicapped horse. Still think off a mark of 113, he'll be more than competitive here. And I think he'll take all the beating.
Okay, good stuff, General Marler, in that race then. And what could be a good day for Brian Hughes? Remind us of your two picks then, if you would, Ollie, for the racing at Doncaster.
In the 2 o'clock at Doncaster, the Silver Vase Mares Chase. It's a listed race. I go with Casablanca Mix for Nicky Henderson and Nico de Boinville. And in the 3.10 at Doncaster, my selection is General Marler for Brian Hughes. Hopefully he should have a good day. And Brian Ellison.
The thoughts of Ollie Pimnott there. On Tuesday's racing at Doncaster, you can hear every race live with myself, Sam Norris, joined by John Babb and John O'Connell on it Tuesday. Thanks for that, all, and enjoy the action.
Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.